Today is the 24th of November 2016, Thanksgiving Day. And we do have very much to be thankful for. And one of the most important things in our lives that we can give thanks for, we can find in Lamentations 3:22, is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm glad that we don't have to depend upon our faithfulness, because if we did, we would most certainly falter and fail. We do falter and fail. In fact, like Jeremiah says, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. If God did not have mercy, if he was not long-suffering and compassionate, we would be swept away in our own depravity, wouldn't we? I'm glad this morning that his compassions never fail. I'm glad that every morning his mercies are new. It's the nature of us in the flesh to get in the flesh. It's the nature of us to say things that we shouldn't say, do things we shouldn't do, see things we shouldn't see, hear things we shouldn't hear. And you know, this is why that it's so important that God's compassions fail not, that he gives us new mercies, and that his faithfulness is to us unceasingly. That's one of the attributes of God, is his mercy, really, his long suffering, his compassion. In Genesis 24:7, says, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left me destitute, my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. I'm glad that we have a master that can be counted on. And I'm glad that we see that this mercy has extended since the beginning of creation to certain ones of God's people. In Numbers, we're told, Numbers 14:18, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Well, I'm glad that he forgives iniquity and transgression. I'm glad that he is long-suffering, because we falter and fail. I know I falter miserably. And I'm glad that he has seen fit to show mercy to this wandering pilgrim. 2 Samuel 22:51 says, he is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Mercy. We receive mercy. We are, we have no merit in and of ourselves. We have no good in and of ourselves. And the only good we have is the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we find that, like Paul says, there's a law that works in our members. When we do good, we do not. And the things we don't do, or we shouldn't do, is what we do do. And he says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Heal me, for my bones are vexed. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. You know, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me. I am desolate and afflicted. Psalm 25:16. We need to be crying out to God for mercy. You know, he says in Psalm 32:10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the skies. I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Well, I'm glad that we see that God is merciful to his people. He's laid his life down for him. He's granted him forgiveness of sins. And shouldn't we be merciful to other people? Shouldn't we extend more mercy to them? I'm speaking to myself more than anyone else. He says, but as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Well, but thou, O Lord, art a God of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Well, I'm glad that God is merciful. It says, he hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. You know, why did David spend so much time proclaiming and crying out for the mercy of God? He says the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. You know, sometimes Satan will get a hold of a situation and cause it to go awry, won't he? Because of our own flesh, because of our own tendencies towards sin. But I'm glad that we can trust in the mercy of God, and that he will grant unto us the joy of his salvation. And, you know, I'm glad to know that his compassion is shown to us on a daily basis. And I'm glad that his faithfulness reaches to the clouds. What faithfulness is that? You know, we are unfaithful. We are fickle. We are oftentimes don't show mercy as we should. Oftentimes we're not forgiving as we should be. But you know what? God is compassionate. He's full of mercy. Psalm 145:8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Oftentimes we're quick to anger, aren't we? And oftentimes we're not gracious, and oftentimes we're not merciful. But it says the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. 147:11. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Well, I'm glad that he is merciful. We can depend upon his mercy. And we can oftentimes, we can feel like we have been ganged up on, so to speak. And we can get in the flesh. You know, we come out of a corner like a dog barking sometimes, don't we? But you know what? The mercy of God extends to those for whom he's died. And nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop the mercy of God. Nothing can thwart his mercy. You know? And he says in Jeremiah 42:12, I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Sometimes we return to our own land, don't we? He says, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to keep his commandments. Daniel 9:4. Well, Hosea says, I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You know, I'm glad that that we have been shown mercy. Micah 7:18 says, Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. So we see that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I That's my prayer this morning, that God would grant me to be more merciful and not vindictive. And that He will show unto us His loving kindness and His compassion. And, you know, what was it that the man cried out for when he was looking for healing? When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Mark 10:47. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." That should be our cry today on this Thanksgiving Day. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9:16. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Our prayer would be, Lord, do not harden me, but have mercy on me. That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory. Well, I'm glad that God has chosen to show mercy to us. He says, "As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy upon the Israel of God." Galatians 6:16. But God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, in 1 Timothy 1:13, "Who was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." You know, I'm glad that it's not by the works of righteousness we have done, Titus 3:5, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. But we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is pitiful and of tender mercy. James 5:11. 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, which in times past," 1 Peter 2:10, "which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Grace be with you, peace. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. 2 John 1:3. Jude 1:2, "Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied." Mercy be unto you, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. So, on this Thanksgiving Day, let us remember that God's mercies are new every morning. His compassions never fail. Great is his faithfulness. May the good Lord be with you this day. May you have his blessings. and his mercies, his compassions, and his kindness showered upon you. God bless.